Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Reggie Johnson.
Oh, you surprised me. He just tipped in here. You popped in. Wow, miracle of miracles. We're your hosts this morning. And I want to welcome you to Circles of Prosperity. And the lesson tip for today is entitled Loneliness versus Being Alone. Of course, we touched on it yesterday at the end of our lesson yesterday, but we're going to expand on that a little bit more today. If you have girlfriends, you know, I'm talking from a woman's point of view, if you have any girlfriends out there who are lonely, feeling lonely and just really desiring a relationship, go ahead and tweet them and tell them to tune in to this lesson. And I also want to hear from you guys. I want to hear the challenges that you may be having in terms of relationships today. So the call-in number is 914-338-0590. We're going to be focusing on loneliness.
And how to overcome loneliness.
Yes.
And how to have a successful spiritual breakthrough to the problem of being alone.
Yes, yes.
And how to become your own best friend.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. That's so true. So, Dr. Reggie, why don't you take us into our opening prayer?
As we breathe in the life of God, we breathe out the love of God to others. Thank you, Father, for a glorious morning, a day of radiance for every person living on the planet. Let us go forth and let our light shine before men so they can glorify our Father in heaven. We are endowed with power, beautiful power, dynamic power. We are the royal diadem of the high kingdom. And thank you so much for creating us and being a thought in mind that we are now here and able and that we are never alone. We have you and learning to be with ourselves and to love ourselves and to be able to have that power within to love others. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So you guys know that we have been in studying from Joshua David Stone's book entitled Soul Psychology. If you are serious about your spiritual path, I encourage you to pick up this book because it is really a workbook to help move you into your Christ consciousness. We are working from the chapter entitled Christ Consciousness and How to Achieve It. And the lesson starts out by identifying who you really are. Yesterday, I took you into a brief meditation to remind us that we are God. We are God. Now, some of you may be uncomfortable with hearing that. But when you quiet your spirit, and I gave you the scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. My keyboard is talking to me this morning.
Oh.
It's ringing chimes. Be still and know that I am God. And I think that as we're going through this lesson, even today, I want you to contemplate that scripture and really, you know, just don't listen to the word. Think about what that really means. Think about how when you move through your day today and you're moving from the awareness that you are God, that you are powerful, that you are a magnificent creator, that everything that comes from your mouth has an effect and power and creates. Think about the impact of that. You see, we get up in the morning and we get all involved in getting dressed and putting our makeup on or taking a shower or shaving and smelling good and looking good and don't even stop to think, oh, my goodness, the energy of God is in me. I am God. And the things I think and say and do today have power. So I want you to contemplate on that. And we're going to talk. And what we have been doing throughout this series is showing you one way of thinking, which is ruled by the negative ego, and the other way of thinking, which is ruled by the higher self, by your Christ consciousness. So we've gone through security versus insecurity, guilt versus innocence, negative ego, sensitivity versus a centered spiritual attitude, rejection versus not meant to be. You know, we can look at situations from either the glass is full or the glass is half full. And what and he just picked different things. So now today we're focusing on loneliness versus being alone. Big difference. When you talk about loneliness, it's almost putting you in a victim consciousness, is it not? Oh, woe is me, I'm so lonely. Nobody loves me. So I'm going to go back. I know we talked about this yesterday. I'm going to go back and read these things with you from his book. I'm on page 85 if you have the book and you want to follow. The negative ego causes you to feel loneliness because it has you seek your wholeness in another person rather than find your wholeness within yourself and in your relationship to God. That is a powerful, powerful statement. Because right there he's telling you the answer to the problem. If you're feeling lonely, you are looking for to another person to make you happy, to fill a void. And really, that's just a Band-Aid over what's really going on in your life. What's really going on is you don't have a relationship with your higher self. You are not in relationship with God. You don't understand who you are, who you truly are, and you're looking outside of yourself. You think another person is going to fill that void, but you're the only thing that can fill that void. You are never really lonely when you are in your spiritual attitude, meaning your higher self, because you are whole within yourself, and you are one with God. You can't be lonely. You know, Joshua Stone poses this question throughout the chapter. He says, and he's working from the premise that you are God and that you are the Christ. He says, can God and Christ ever fail? You're talking about the most powerful energy in the universe, the creator of universes, of worlds. Can that power fail? Can that power be alone? When God, in the Bible, they say God was lonely, and so he created man. He didn't say, oh, I'm so lonely. He said, let me create something. I'm going to create a man. So rather than you moving into that state of, oh, create something. Create a relationship. Let's move on. You will never be lonely if you are in proper relationship to your child consciousness. And this proper relationship means the child within is given the most beneficial ratio of firmness and love. As a result, the child feels loved and protected. Loneliness is a sign that you have fallen into the underdog state of consciousness and are seeking to fill this space with another person instead of the self and God, which is what is really needed. And the same thing is true regarding feelings of abandonment. If you are whole within self and one with God, and if your child consciousness is taken care of before you bond with another person, then the feeling of abandonment won't be there if the other person leaves. And, you know, we have a lot of young men and women who have grown up in single-family homes, and as quiet as it's kept, they have a sense of abandonment when the father is not there or when the mother is not there. Most of the time, it's the father. Most of the time, it's the father that's not there. And so he's saying you need to heal the child because, see, that's hurt that carries on and is never spoken and is never addressed. And then you have these men that are moving into the world and having relationships, but they are wounded birds. How can they be in a healthy relationship when they have these abandonment issues? They are wounded birds. So there's some feeling inside of them that they're not good enough, that they're not whole. And I'm here to tell you, if you're listening to this show and you're one of those people, you are good enough. You are whole. The relationship, the most important relationship that you are seeking is that with your Father. And I'm talking about your Heavenly Father. That's the ultimate relationship. So here's what I say. Be grateful for the Father that had the seed, that planted that seed, that allows you to come forth on this beautiful planet that we call Earth. That was all his only responsibility for you. And that's okay. And now you say, I choose to build the relationship with my Heavenly Father, who knows my every need, who loves me unconditionally. But I am grateful for the seed that allowed me to come forth on planet Earth. And boy, do I have a lot to do. I am a co-creator with God. I have the ability to create a powerful life right now, to do great things for humanity, to have a family of my own and love and cherish them. You have the power right now to change that thought. Love you. Love you. And love the divine energy, which we call God, that is in you. So here's what he says when we're in these feelings of loneliness and when we're not whole and reminded of our connection to God. Jealousy occurs when you form a bond with another person because of your lack of wholeness and right relationship to self of God. And then you struggle with a known or unknown competitor. And the spiritual attitude is to state your preference in your relationship and then surrender it to God. There's that word again, surrender. If it is meant to be, it will happen. If not, it was not meant to be. You know, you can have a challenge in a relationship based on circumstances that are going on. But you need to be able to look at the challenge and not the person. See, a lot of times in a relationship where you're not whole and the other person may not be whole either, meaning that you're not aware of your true nature, which is your true nature is just pure love, okay, first of all. When you're not aware of your personal power, which is your connection to God, the divine energy that's running through you, when you're not aware of that, then you'll look to the other person and blame them for the mess that you as a couple are in. Why do you think we have so much divorce now? I'm not happy. You don't make me happy. We've just grown apart. I want out. And that's generally called what? We've got bills. There's not enough money. And then from there, there's no sex anymore. We don't make love anymore. And from there, I don't like the way you're raising the children. Everything is outside of you. And you're blaming the other person and feeling unloved. So my question to you this morning is, do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you look within? Are you grateful for your relationship? Are you grateful for the things you've been able to accomplish together? Any other questions?
Gratitude.
Gratitude. When you bond with another person from the state of consciousness of being right with self and right with God, the issues of cheating and infidelity and commitment cannot arise in the same way because of the integrity of the individuals involved. If they do, it probably means you are with the wrong individual, for he or she doesn't experience the sanctity of the bond that you have. And so, you know what, we get into this state where we feel, I see a caller with a question, I'll get you in just a moment, where we feel when someone cheats on us, oh my God, and it hurts. What is it? Okay. It really hurts. And so, throughout this lesson, what Joshua has, David Stone has been telling us is that when things come up, we have to see them as lessons. And so, yes, I know that it may hurt, but on the other side of that, you need to say, what is going on that this happened? And then you need to thank the person. You need to be grateful for the experience and to release them in love and say, you know, I thank you for this experience. And I know that that's not easy to say. But coming from a state of loving you and knowing that you are God, you should be able to move into that space pretty quickly. Thank you for this experience. I'm grateful that you have given me this opportunity to learn a powerful lesson. And I release you in love so that you can experience the joy that you are seeking. And I can experience the joy that I am seeing. Because even the person that's cheating is in pain as well. So you begin the healing process by forgiveness. Let's go to a caller this morning. Erica 301, you're on the air.
I am Cynthia, and greetings to you.
Hey,
this is Anthony. and Dr. Reddy, and the guests. members of Circles of Prosperity. I thank you for accepting my call. I went on and got myself in the hiss because I'm on the road, and I didn't want to be fumbling trying to hit one. So I just say I'll be in there no matter how many, because I was just compelled to speak on what you were talking about. And I'm going to respond to that, and then I'm going to ask the audience a question because it came to my mind as you were speaking. And you were speaking about being whole. And as you were saying that, I told myself a number of times, I love myself. I love myself. There's nothing wrong with me, nothing. God woke me up. He breathed into my nostrils the breath of life. So, and I have a sound mind. I do remember my name. But I'm just saying, folks, just keep this in mind. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just others don't know who they are, so they look at you and bring thought to them, and what they see in you is actually what is in themselves. That's why if you love yourself, you'll love everyone else. And I just appreciate these calls, Cynthia. Oh, man, I just appreciate it because they are so wholesome. I mean, they just touch down to the core. And I want to say this. When we are in a relationship, because I know what it is to feel of not having a father and then not being a father to my children. I know what that feels like. And I intend never to have that feeling again, because it's not a good feeling, because there's an emptiness when you feel that, when you know that you're not involved. I want to say this right quick. I have four children. My oldest, I never spent a lot of time as I had with my last three. But on Father's Day, he said the most touching thing that a father could ever hear. First, he saluted me and honored me for Father's Day. But then he commented and said, "Dad, I forgive you." I mean,
oh my God,
I tell you. It still has not hit me, because normally when something hit me, I get touched and tears and so on, but it still hit me. And it's still there. And the fact of it is, and then his mom sent out a Father's Day, and I told him, I said, "Look, I could not have asked for a better son. I could not have asked for a better son under the circumstances." Mm. I could not have. And his mama commented later and said, "Happy Father's Day." And I just give him our love. I said, "You know, my son could not have had a better mother than you." And I said, "I thank God for you." Because that's what it was. I mean, I took responsibility. But at the same time, it's all about how we look at ourselves that reflects on others. And I'm going to leave with this. I'm going to ask people a question. What does it cost to have the fruits of the Spirit of God? What does it cost? Because we put prices on a lot of things. When we get in a relationship, how much money he's making? How much money she's making? What kind of house do they live in? What kind of car they drive? But what does it cost to have those attributes? The attributes of kindness and of love and integrity and sweetness and patience. What does it cost? It don't cost us nothing, because it all is within us. God put it there. All we have to do is reach for it and act upon it. It don't cost anything. So no matter what someone has, it's not indicative of who they are. I just want to leave that, and thank you so much for allowing me this time. And I love you both. Bye.
Fantastic Father's Day present and a wonderful gift to us this morning. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. Happy Father's Day, too.
Same to you all. Same to you all and to yours.
All righty. Thank you. Wow. That is such a good point. What does it cost to really have the fruit of the Spirit?
Amen.
Love and kindness. You know, my dad said something to me when he was with us. He basically told both of us. He said, "When you have love, that's all that matters." He said everything else is just icing on the cake. But the it's the love, and the love is the this is what is the fruit of the Spirit. It's who you truly are. And we go after relationships all the wrong way. All the wrong way. It's just like what he was saying, the car, how much money, the house that you have. That's wonderful creation. I'm not going to say that it's not, that's not, you know, wonderful. Of course, you know, you want, it's nice to see what someone has been able to do with their creative energy. But are they coming from a place of their negative ego, or are they coming from the place of love? Anyone else want to share with us this morning? I sure would appreciate it. You can give us a call at 914-338-0590 and just press 1 on your keypad. Good morning, area code 443.
Good morning, my sister. How are you? How are you doing, Dr. Reggie? This is Cody Smith.
Good morning, Cody. Good, how are you?
I am great, thank you. I'm just so elated at the title of this book, and I just want to know the correct spelling of it and the author's name and his spelling, because I must purchase this book. This book seems to be right on time with me, and I particularly like the part where you were talking about looking for someone else to make you whole. And I keep thinking, I said, why am I so miserable? And I realized that I had not detached from God, because God is in me. But for some reason, I have chosen to draw back, you know, to be withdrawn. And I said, and then I've been reading lately, and it just comes right in on time. I want to purchase this book, and I just stay home and I read, and you know, I don't read a whole lot, maybe a chapter at a time. But I get the meaning of it. So I said, and I'm not leaving it to chance. I'm going to call in and physically write down the name and the author of this book. And by the way, yeah, Father's Day was a great experience for me also. You know, a lot of men put Father's Day down because they don't get nothing. You know, another kid won't take them to lunch or dinner or something. But you only get out of life what you put in it, you know. But even with that being said, sometimes people forgive you in spite of yourself, in spite of that, and go on and create a relationship or continue a relationship to you that's really worthwhile. So, but it's a good experience being a father, especially when you forgive. I too have been forgiven, you know. Growing up, I didn't really know what it was to really be a father. My father had left when I was a little boy. And a woman cannot raise a man, you know, in the same fashion that a father could. I don't think so. Anyway, maybe that's another subject. But what I think in essence is something that is, that at some point in time, particularly now, when you learn to forgive yourself and realize your God consciousness and God is in you and that kind of thing, it really helps you to deal with everything else. Because like you said, when you love yourself, you can love others. But I find out when I'm not loving myself, everybody else I got a problem with, so to speak, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
This book is called Soul, S-O-U-L, Soul Psychology. S-O-U-L, Soul, and then Psychology. The name of the author is Joshua.
Spell Psychology for me.
P-S-Y. C-H-O-L-O-G-Y, like psychology, Soul Psychology, by
okay.
Joshua, by Joshua Davis.
Joshua Davis?
Joshua, like in the Bible, Joshua, first name, middle name,
yes.
David, like the Israel, and Stone.
Yes. Okay, so his last name is Soul.
Stone.
Like a rock. Stone.
Let's try this again. I'm not quite understanding. And maybe my phone. His name
okay.
is Joshua. Joshua David.
S-T-O-N-E. Stone. Like a rock.
And first letter
got it?
No, T-O,
I'll email it to you.
Cody. Okay, I appreciate it. It may be my connection. I appreciate it.
And it could be ours as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pierre.
Thanks for letting me share. Thank you.
No problem. We absolutely love it. Thank you guys so much. If you have a comment or question this morning, please give us a call at 914-338-0590 or press 1 on your telephone keypad. So Joshua Stone, in this book, he goes on to give us this psychological centering model of the soul psychology. And in the very center of the chart is this, the centered spiritual self. And then in this picture, radiating out from the centered spiritual self, and they're like rays of sun, are all of the Christ-like and or spiritual or Buddhic qualities. And above the centered spiritual self are the top dog and superior qualities of the ego. And then below the centered spiritual self are the underdog, inferior victim. And what he says is he wants you to meditate upon your daily life experiences and observe where you are polarized in these positions. And he says as you do that, it's going to help you to shift your consciousness and your behavior. That's why I said you have got to get this book. Because it's a workbook. So at the top, from the centered spiritual self, these are some of the attitudes of a superiority top dog ego consciousness. There's intolerance, aggressiveness, grudge holding, self criticism, resentment, selfishness, gossiping, impatience, pridefulness, arrogance, disdainfulness, conditional love, contempt, attack, anger, victimizing, vengefulness, manipulation, hate, self-inflation, judgmental thinking, self-righteousness. Oh, my God. You know, I'm reading this list and I'm thinking, we go through a lot, don't we, as humans, who are unaware of who we are. Look at all of these expressions, negative expressions that we can move into. When you read the list, it seems like it goes on and on forever. And it doesn't end here. Now, when you go to underneath the centered spiritual self, you have the inferiority issue. And what is that? Loneliness, feelings of rejection, sickness, insecurity, low self-esteem, depression, defensiveness, martyrdom, approval seeking, jealousy, lack of confidence, worry, self-pity, fear, indecision, guilt, hurt, powerlessness, sadness, sensitivity, laziness, attachment. I have to tell you, where I was on this spectrum, I was down in the inferiority, underdog, victim. I have been through just about every phase on this list, moving to my centered spiritual self. I can be honest and tell you that. What I'm grateful for is that I have an opportunity to heal. Now, let's look at all of the things that spiral out from being the centered person. And these are the gifts that Anthony was talking about. Confidence, forgiveness, compassion, self-love, choice and mastery, even-mindedness, assertiveness, cooperation, humility, centeredness, humbleness, faith, decisiveness, non-judgment, unity, oneness, integration, surrender, discipline, happiness, preference, balance, lesson, patience, self-worth, unconditional love, and personal power. Isn't that beautiful? So we can be, we can feel superior, we can feel inferior, but the balance is when we are centered in our spiritual self. So whenever the negative ego has been triggered, you are always going to see these negative attitudes, like I outlined here. And but there's always, on the other side, a spiritually centered attitude. And I will post this on my website so that you can see this list. We're going to end the lesson this morning. Dr. Reggie has an appointment that we have to get to, so we're going to do our closing prayer and close out a little early today. I hope you enjoyed this lesson and join us tomorrow. And if you like us, go ahead and go to Facebook, like our Facebook page. You can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to our homepage on Blog Talk Radio and click the follow button. We're here every morning from 7 to 7:45. Dr. Reggie, can you take us in?
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful lesson. Thank you for the people who are listening, that they are endowed with great blessings and achievement of the Spirit and mastery of the Spirit. No one can do that for them except themselves by going within and understanding and listening to that still small voice of the great I Am. I thank you, God, that we have you as Father and Divine Mother in the universe. Give us patience, love, and fortitude to go forward with wonderful integrity and intention. I believe it is so.